What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Epstein Chronicles. So Mr. Leon Black is back in the news after another woman has come forward, and she says that Leon Black not only raped her, but he raped her at Jeffrey Epstein's townhouse. For years now, we've been talking on this podcast about Leon Black and his involvement with Jeffrey Epstein. And he was one of the key contributors. When we're talking about financially, we're talking about $158 million that this man passed on to Jeffrey Epstein for what he says was advice. Now, if you believe that, I have fantastic beachfront property to sell you in Las Vegas. It is absurd to think that anybody on this planet is doling out $158 million to somebody like Jeffrey Epstein simply for advice. Now, what that money was going towards, I have no idea. It would be nice if the federal government would, you know, kick a RICO case into this whole entire mess and get things really solved, but they'll never do it. So thankfully, a few of the survivors are also suing Leon Black and the banks for their role in enabling Jeffrey Epstein. So maybe we'll get a little more information there, but one of these days, the curtain's going to be pulled back on the financial sector, and everybody's going to see them for the scoundrels that they really are. Because you look around, all of these problems, all of the issues, it all goes back to the financial sector. If you follow the money on the street, you end up at a drug dealer's office. If you follow the money from that office of the drug dealer, you inevitably end up with politicians and the financial sector. Today we have an article from Law & Crime. Headline, woman files lawsuit accusing ex-hedge fund executive Leon Black of raping her inside Jeffrey Epstein's townhouse. This article was authored by Adam Klasfeld. Financier Leon Black raped a woman inside Jeffrey Epstein's Manhattan townhouse in 2002, a new lawsuit under New York's Adult Survivors Act alleges. So this New York Survivors Act is a law that they put on the books so that people could go back retroactively and try and hold their abuser or their alleged abuser to account. And New York is giving a one-year grace period under this law for people to pursue these sorts of charges. Along with Black, Epstein's estate and its executors are also named as defendants. Black stepped down as CEO of the multi-billion dollar hedge fund, Apollo Global Management, amid scrutiny of his ties to Epstein more than a year and a half ago, in March of 2021. He has faced lawsuits from two women since then, the earlier being a still active case filed by a Russian model named Guzel Ganieva. And we've talked extensively about Ms. Ganieva's allegations and what she says happened to her at the hands of Leon Black. And it's pretty disturbing what she has to say. Now, of course, none of us were there. We don't know what went down. But whenever you have these kinds of disturbing allegations against somebody who is in the orbit of somebody like Jeffrey Epstein, you definitely have to take them seriously. And as an investigator or a prosecutor, you better have all of your ducks in a row. And I don't want to hear shit, oh, Leon Black's just too powerful to go after. I don't want to hear that. This is a man who, like everybody else, puts on his pants the same way as us. He shouldn't be afforded any sort of special privileges or special circumstances. If he did this, he should be held accountable. The latest case comes from the same law firm behind that suit. Wigdor LLP, whose client, Sherry Pearson, says she was a single mother from New Jersey, pulled into Epstein's orbit in 2000. Some 2 years later, Pearson says Epstein introduced her to a businessman whom she now identifies as Black. She claims that the hefty financier treated her like a rag doll in an alleged sexual assault on the massage table of Epstein's townhouse. Back to the massage tables, huh? How many women, how many girls were assaulted on those massage tables? Think about that for a minute. Think about how brazen this man operated. Think about how he went about his business and didn't care about anyone's life, about how many lives he ruined, and about how many people he absolutely just destroyed. He didn't care. And the people around him, the people enabling him, people like Leon Black, people like Les Wexner, all of these financial institutions, they share the blame. Her attorney, Jean Christensen, credited Pearson's ability to step forward with her allegations to New York's passage of a new law removing the statute of limitations to the complaint. Thanks to the passage of the Adult Survivors Act, survivors of sexual violence, like our client, Ms. Pearson, can seek the justice they deserve, no matter how many years ago their trauma was suffered. Christensen wrote, "We look forward to holding Black and Epstein's estate accountable for their appalling, unlawful conduct as alleged in the complaint by our client." Now, one thing I will say is it's definitely an uphill battle when you have these older allegations like this. And look, there's going to be a lot of these cases that roll into the court that end up going nowhere because the burden of proof, obviously, is on the accuser. So if you don't have a bunch of evidence, a bunch of receipts, it's going to be very hard to have a jury render a decision in your favor. But when you have a case like this, where we're talking about a known offender at this point, or a known alleged offender, I should say, well, all bets are off at that point. If I'm sitting on a jury and this person comes in front of me, I'm going to have a whole different outlook and I'm going to be very receptive to what's going on, considering all of the context surrounding them. The 30-page complaint lays out a detailed and graphic portrait of events said to have taken place roughly two decades ago. Black's brutal attack took place in a secluded and private area where no one else could see or hear Ms. Pearson scream, the complaint states. Pearson claims that, saddled by financial setbacks and credit card debt, a Ukrainian woman offered to introduce her to a rich man and then passed her on to a woman with a British accent, whom she now identifies as Ghislaine Maxwell. And it's crazy how elaborate all of this was, how many enablers there were, how many procurers there were, and how many people who were working underneath Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein to make this whole entire machine move. Through Maxwell, Pearson claims, she was introduced to Epstein, whom she quotes describing himself as a massage slut. Prosecutors say that Epstein ran a pyramid scheme of abuse where he paid girls and younger women to massage him and receive a finder's fee to recruit others like him. Yeah, a sexual Ponzi scheme. You have Sam Bankman-Fried running a real Ponzi scheme with money? Well, Jeffrey Epstein was doing the same thing, but with sex. Pearson's lawsuit mirrors that story, and she said that Epstein made a vulgar and disgusting remark to her after the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center that stood out in her memory. Specifically, Epstein began talking about how bad it was for foreign models who had come for Fashion Week and now could not leave, the lawsuit states. He said that modeling agencies had stranded these women with no help or money. Disgustingly, Epstein remarked that these young girls, mostly teenagers, were in such dire financial straits that they would take $100 to get effed up the A. Imagine? And that definitely rings true with the way Epstein talked and the way he felt about everybody else. He looked at all of these girls as nothing more than an inanimate object for him to use and abuse. They weren't even human beings to him. When Pearson gave massages to him, she said Epstein masturbated and wanted her to perform oral sex on him, but she refused, she says. According to the lawsuit, Epstein seized upon Pearson's ambition to open a skincare line by introducing her to Black. And this is one of the biggest issues that we have to find out, and one of the issues that remains unsolved with all of these people around Jeffrey Epstein. Leon Black, Jess Staley, Glenn Dubin, all of these big, powerful people around him, there's still a big shadow hanging over their relationship with Epstein in the overall picture. And that's because nobody's dug deep enough. Wanting to please the wealthy businessman, who Epstein claimed was inclined to help her with her skincare product, Ms. Pearson engaged him in meaningless chit-chat and at one point included commentary by both of them about artwork on the wall in the hallway, the lawsuit states. Eventually, they heard people who had been in the main hallway exit the house, and Black said it was time to go up. Describing herself as powerless to escape what a lawsuit estimates as a 6'4", 300-pound financier, Pearson accused Black of a harrowing attack. At 125 pounds and 5 feet 8 inches and his total physical control, Ms. Pearson had no ability to escape the physical power of Black's massive body, the lawsuit states. When Black then placed his mouth on her vagina and began biting her, Miss Pearson experienced excruciating pain. With the top of her head precariously inches above the ground and her legs bound to his shoulders, she could only see the lower wall closest to her. She had no idea what exactly he was doing to her to cause the tearing pain she felt or what acts he engaged in, specifically during the violence. Miss Pearson was in agony and had never experienced anything like that before. I mean, for real. If these charges and these allegations are proved to be real and this really happened, well, I have to tell you, Leon Black deserves to sit his ass in prison for a very, very long time. Black's attorney, Susan Estrich, of Estrich Golden LLP, depicted the lawsuit as an extortion effort. That's what they always do, right? Oh, it's all about money. They're looking to extort my client. These latest allegations from the Wigdor firm are categorically false and part of a scheme to extort money from Mr. Black by threatening to destroy his reputation, Estrich said. Reputation's already destroyed. How much more destruction do you need of the reputation here? This campaign began nearly 18 months ago when Wigdor client Guzel Ganieva filed three separate complaints asserting false and defamatory claims against Mr. Black. These claims were completely contradicted by objective, contemporaneous evidence, resulting in Wigdor filing and then discarding phony legal theories not once, but twice, but three times. Calling the allegations a serial abuse of process, the attorney added, "We intend to defeat these baseless claims and to pursue all of our remedies to hold the Wigdor firm legally accountable for their abuse of conduct and misuse of the courts." A federal judge previously dismissed a lawsuit by Black, alleging a plot to destroy his reputation. Look, Leon Black, that's not going to work. No loopholes, no technicalities. You're going to have to go to court and fight these allegations. Either that, or you're going to have to pay out the old wazoo for a settlement. Those are your two choices. Question is, which one is Leon Black going to choose? All right, folks, that's going to do it for this one. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that I discussed can be found in the description box.